Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody working real hard.
Yeah.
From Wall Street to the small town barber, everybody in a dark place.
Yeah.
Crying tears like a river run. No umbrella and you're caught in the rain. Running low on faith, can I get an amen? The doomsday news cycle spinning with all the negativity.
Yeah.
Don't forget you can shut it off. Try to catch your mind when it runs. Easier said than done. Can I get an amen? This is where life is coming at ya. Hands up, here's your answer. If you're having a hard day, ain't no way you're giving up. If you're dealing with hard.
Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everybody. I'm Apostle Shalene Cook, and I'm so blessed to be here on tonight to welcome you to Standing with Valor. Hallelujah for this Friday, January the 27th, 2023. Now, as many of you may, some of you may or may not know, hallelujah, the host and facilitator of this program is none other than Bishop Eric Ware. Now, Bishop Ware is the founding senior pastor of Pinnacle of Faith, hallelujah, Life-Changing Ministries, along with his wife in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. He is a man that has a heart after God's own, and he truly loves to share the gospel. So my brothers and sisters, please get something to write with, to write on, and retrieve your Bibles and prepare to receive a word from Bishop Eric Ware. Amen.
Come on, clap your hands and give God some praise wherever you're at right now. Lift him up. Come on, lift him up and give him some more praise. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be lifted up, and he's worthy to be magnified. Tonight I'm talking about I'm stepping out of the old, and I'm stepping into the new. And wherever you're at, look at your neighbor and say, I'm stepping out of the old, and I'm stepping into the new. I'm stepping into my new miracle, because the water is trouble. Let me tell you what old means. Old means made long ago in existence. For many years, it means not new. New means recognized or experienced lately for the first time, although existing before. The scripture says, Isaiah 43 in verse 19 says, "Behold, I will do a new thing, now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." In other words, God is saying, I'm getting ready to do a new thing. It's a new time. It's a new season. It's a new beginning, a new manifestation. It's a new miracle. And he said, I'm getting ready to supernaturally do a new thing in your life. He said, but you have to declare it. That's why the Bible says in Proverbs 18 and 21, power of life and death are in the tongue. So you have you have the power of life in your tongue. So it's time that you open up your mouth and declare this thing. Look at your neighbor and say, it's time to declare it. Declare, this is my new beginning. This is my new day. This is my new season. This is my new thing. This is my new manifestation. This is my new miracle. This season will be the season of prosperity, the season of manifestation, the season of miracles. And this is my season, and I'm stepping into my miracle. Let me tell you what declare means. Declare means to state officially or formally, to state with emphasis or authority, to affirm, to reveal, or manifest. It means to prove. The scripture says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Tonight we're going to talk about the man at the pool of Bethesda and how he suffered for 38 long years until one day Jesus was on the scene and healed him in his physical body. And he was able to step out of that old situation and step into the new, which was his miracle. Clap your hands and give God some praise wherever you at.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
John chapter 5, we're going to go from John chapter 5, verse 1 through 9. I'm going to read verse 1 and 2. And it says, after this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Number 2 says, now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having 5 porches. Bethesda means house of mercy. Mercy means kind and compassionate treatment. It means alleviation of distress. It means a relief. In this season, God said, I'm shifting, I'm moving, I'm putting things into place. Some of us been going through some distress, and we need some relief. God is saying, I'm moving, and I'm shifting, I'm putting this thing into place. I'm getting ready to give you some mercy. Bethesda means house of mercy. And God has said, this is what I'm getting ready to do in this season. If you believe it, you're going to receive it. Clap your hands and give more praise. God, some more praise. Verse 3 says,
amen.
In these days, in these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. Let me tell you what impotent means. Impotent means lacking physical strength or vigor. It means weak. Sometimes we've been going through some distress and it knocks us down. Sometimes it causes our physical strength to fade away. And sometimes the devil been trying to tell us that we're not going to get a miracle. We're not going to get our manifestation. We're not going to get our breakthrough. This is what he's been trying to tell us in this season. But God is saying, this is the season that I'm bringing you out of the old, and I'm going to bring you into some new. And it's going to be some new manifestation. It's going to be some new miracles. It's going to be some new signs. And it's going to be some new wonders. Impotent means lacking physical strength or vigor. It means weak. In other words, this man was weak. He didn't have any strength. He lost his vigor. His situation seemed impossible. Looked like nothing was going to happen. But look at your neighbor and say, look at what was getting ready to happen. This man is getting ready to step out of the old and step into the new. Now look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, old neighbor, I'm stepping out to step in, and I'm stepping into my miracle. Come on, clap your hands and give them some praise.
Amen.
Verse 4 through 9, I'm going to read that. It says, for an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. And whosoever did first after the troubling of the water step in was made whole of whatsoever disease that he had. God has said, I'm moving and I'm shifting. If you believe me in this season, if you raise your expectancy, if you raise your faith, he said, I'm going to move on your situation, and I'm going to move on your behalf, and I'm going to bring you out of that old situation, and I'm going to bring you into a new season of manifestation, of miracles, of signs, and of wonders. And I'm going to bring you out of the old situation into something new. 5 says, and a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. 6 says, when Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, wilt thou be made whole? This is the question that God is asking us in this season. Will you be made whole? Do you believe me? Do you believe that I'm going to move on your situation? Do you believe I'm going to move on your circumstance? Do you believe that I'm going to turn it around? This is what God is asking us in this season. Just like he asked this man, wilt thou be made whole? Verse 7 says, the important man answered him, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. How many been in a situation where it seems like the situation ain't going to turn around? And you're pushing forward and you're trying to get through the situation. You're trying to get through the circumstance. And it seems like you get knocked back every time that you take a step. This is what this man was saying. Every time I go step in the pool, when the water is troubled, someone is always in the way. Look what verse 8 says. Jesus said unto him, rise, take up thy bed and walk. Verse 9 says, and immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. Other words, God has said, in this season, if you believe me, if you stretch out by faith, if you lift up your expectancy, he said, I'm going to shift I'm going to move. I'm going to cause you to come out of the old situation, and I'm going to cause you to come into some new manifestation, new miracles, new signs, new wonders, and I'm going to turn it around. Clap your hands and give God some praise. Now, here is this man. Mm-hmm. He is in a critical condition. He is in a state of distress. How many have been there before? He is in a state of affliction. He is in a state of danger. He is in a state of difficulty. He is in a dilemma, and he is needing some mercy. How many been there? In other words, he needed a kind, compassionate treatment. This
Amen.
Man was fighting, trying to step out of his present condition. This man was fighting, trying to step out of his present situation. How many have been there before?
Yeah.
This man was fighting, trying to step out of his present circumstance because he has been in this condition a long time. This condition has existed for 38 long years. This is old to him, and he needed something new. He needed a new experience. And while he was fighting, and while he was struggling, and while he was going through the pain, and while he was going through the agony, he met Dr. Jesus. And the old thing that he was dealing with, that old situation, that old circumstance, that old condition, that old sickness, old disease, that old agony, that old pain passed away. And behold, all things in his life became new because Dr. Jesus showed up and stepped in on his situation, stepped in on his circumstance. And this man was able to step out of that old situation and step out of that old circumstance. He was able to step out of the agony, able to step out of that pain because Dr. Jesus has showed up for that appointed time and for that appointed season in his life. And the water was troubled. And this man received something spectacular, something amazing, something astounding, something breathtaking, and something eye-catching. And that was his miracle. And he stepped into his new beginning. He stepped into his new day.
Yes.
He stepped into his new season. He stepped into his new time. He stepped into a new thing. He stepped into his new healing. He stepped into his new miracle. Stepped into his new manifestation. And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And he was able to rise out of that situation, out of that circumstance, out of that condition, out of that affliction, and out of that stress, and out of that pain, and out of that agony. And he supernaturally received his miracle. And he was able to step into the miracle. And,
Amen.
And rise. And God said, rise. And God is saying, rise. He was able to rise out of what he was dealing with. And God is saying, in this season, if you believe me, if you trust me, if you stretch out by faith, he said, I'm going to bring you out of some of that old stuff that you have been dealing with. And I'm going to bring you into some new manifestation. This man has suffered a long time. And some of us have been going through some distress. Some of us have been going through some afflictions. Satan been trying to fight our mind, been trying to attack us, trying to tell us we're not going to receive what God has promised us. But God has said, if you stretch out by faith in this season, if you believe me in this season, if he said, I'm going to turn it around. I'm going to bring new manifestation. I'm going to bring some new miracles. I'm going to bring some new things. I'm going to bring some new goodness. And I'm going to turn this thing around. He said, I'm going to cause you to step out of the old, and I'm going to bring you into the new, which is your new miracle.
Yeah.
Clap your hands and give God some praise.
Yes.
This is the season God said we're in. We are in a season, he said, where I am shifting. He said, I'm bringing it from one place to another. So in other words, I'm bringing it from the old and I'm bringing it into the new. He said, because this is the, I'm troubling the water. I have sent my angel again to trouble the water in this season. And if you believe me, and don't doubt me.
Yes.
If you lift up your hands by faith, if you stretch out again by faith, he said, I'm going to cause some new manifestation to happen.
Yes.
I'm going to cause some new miracles to take place. Some things that you thought was not going to happen. Some things that you buried and put away and tucked on the inside and said, I ain't going to worry about it no more because it seems like it's not going to happen.
Yes.
He said, those are the situations and the circumstance. If you believe me and stretch out by faith, I'm going to turn them around.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to cause new things to happen, new manifestations, new miracles, new signs, new wonders, and I'm going to turn those things around.
Yes.
Now look at your neighbor wherever you are. Say, this is my new season. This is my new time.
Yes. Glory.
This is
glory.
My new manifestation.
Yes.
My new beginning.
Yes.
I'm done now. I'm done. God has given me to tell you this is the season where he's turning it around. He's bringing new manifestation. He's taking you out of the old, and he's bringing you into some new. He said, and all you have to do is believe it. He said, have faith, stretch your hand, and watch and see don't I move on your behalf.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Does anybody want to give their life to Christ? Now is the time. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And if anybody have any comments they want to say, now is the time. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Speak on up.
Hallelujah.
That was an awesome word, Bishop Ware, and
yes.
God is a God of the new. Everything he's doing is rolling out what is new and what is fresh. And for many of us, we don't understand that a part of getting the new and a part of staying fresh is embracing adversity. And when you look at that gentleman who was suffering for 38 years, he was that's the definition of long suffering. And yet he was at the place expecting healing. And Jesus Christ showed up and made healing available. And when we show up, we make healing available to others. We make freedom and deliverance from bondage available to others. We make salvation available to others. And so we have to really stay fresh. We have to embrace adversity and not be afraid of those challenges that are going to come to our lives, but understand that that is a part of keeping us in a place of leaning, trusting, and relying on God absolutely so that we never fool ourselves into thinking we're doing this on our own or by ourselves or without God.
Yeah.
That is a great message, man of God.
Man.
Amen. Anybody else want to touch and agree with the man of God?
I would want to touch and agree. Brother Ware, wonderful message. I'm always available for a new season, a new change, a new thing from the Lord, but you have to be able to hear it and step into it when he comes to save you. You have to hear him say, do something different. Get up, take up your bed, and walk. Even though you hadn't did that in whatever your circumstance is for a long time, you have to say, enough is enough. And thank you, Christ Jesus, for stopping by, went out of his way, knew the man was there and needed some help. He went out of his way to stop by the pool to help him. And the man got to do a new thing, stepped out of the old of just land and being ill to a new thing, just as you preached I know it's right because I read it in the Word for myself. He took up his bed and walked just as Christ told him. He didn't make no more excuses. He didn't make anything. He just did what the Lord said. And that's what we all have to do. No more excuses.
Amen, God.
No more things.
Amen.
Amen. Good, but it ain't nothing but an excuse. And get up, take up our bed, and walk. Thank God for you.
Amen. Yes, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right, Minister, what we're going to do here is Minister Adam Tuggle, while you're in the house, you're welcome to have a word, and that will be followed because the last word is going to go to the other half of this dynamic duo. That's Pastor Darcell. So, Minister Adam, would you like to have a word on tonight?
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
I praise God for being here on tonight. I praise God for I had to come in. I was taking care of something, but I had to come in and be on tonight and just listen on tonight, as I try to do every time. I try to listen. But I thank God for this a new season that the Lord has taken us into. And I'm going to say it just like Job. We have to wait for our change to come. Sometimes we're going to go through tests and trials in our life, but we have to wait for our change to come. We have to stand and see the salvation of the Lord. And when that change comes, we can praise him before that change gets there. We can praise him when the change gets there. And we can praise him after the change happens. Amen.
Yes.
We can give God the glory. Yes. We can give God the honor. And we can give God the praise in the before, in the middle, and after, in Jesus' name.
Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right, Sister Pastor Dorothy Aware, the other half of the dynamic duo, come on in the room and get your shout on, put your praise on.
Good word, Pastor. New beginning. We're moving into 2023, and I thank God tonight for new beginnings. Rhema words come from God, which is new words, and I just thank God. We've heard them before, but God gives it to us another way. And I just thank God tonight for new beginnings, a new era in our lives.
Yeah.
And I thank God for us to be able to have faith, glory to God, in the new beginning. And trust and believe that God is going to do just what he said.
Yes, he will, dear sister.
Well, my brothers and sisters, if there's any of you that are sitting in here tonight, whether it be in the chat rooms, whether it be in the studio, and you don't know Jesus in the pardon of your sin, well, I came to tell you that on tonight you definitely heard the good news. God can and will begin a new thing in you. But first, you have to make him your Lord and Savior. And I came to tell you tonight that that's not something that you have to prepare for. You don't need to wait until you feel like you're a little bit more cleaned up. No. As Mother Mitchell said, Jesus goes out of his way to be there for you. Yeah. So we're asking that on tonight, won't you give him the only thing he's ever wanted, and that's you. Your heart, a relationship with you. So I'm just going to pray now, and I'm going to pray for all of you that are listening that may not know Jesus in the pardon of your sin, because I definitely want to seal this word on tonight. Most gracious and heavenly Father, we thank you for all that our ears heard on tonight. We thank you for the obedience and the humility of the man of God, as he came and brought forth the Rhema word so that all could understand it. Lord God, I just want to thank you for all the new converts that will come to you through this message on tonight, because they want you to do a new thing in them. They want to become that new creation that you promised.
Yeah.
And Lord, we just pray that once they give their lives to Christ, that they, you will lead them to a Christ-centered church where people are true believers, and that they will love on them and help them to grow and disciple them so that they can be all that they will become in you. And Lord, I just thank you for your newness. Ha. We thank you for being able to step out of the old and step into the new. So, Lord God, I pray against any spirit of rebellion, against anything that would cause us not to be obedient, just like the man by the pool. Lord God, we want to thank you, Lord God. We pray against any negative thing that would try to prevent us from doing that new thing that you would have us to do, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray that for every soul that was convicted, every soul that is activated, every soul that is stirred up, we pray that not only did they hear this word, but they will receive this word, and they will apply this word, and they will share this word, not just through their lip service, oh God, but through their deeds, through their heart set, through their mindset, through their walk, Lord God, because we know anybody can give you lip service, God, but the proof is in the living. So, Lord God, we pray that you just continue to use us to bless your people. Continue to use us to tell the world who you are, Christ. Tell of your goodness, your grace, your mercy, your love, your forgiveness through your salvation. Yeah. And Lord, we just want to thank you for all that you're doing here in the lives of the Wares and every other servant leader here at Spirit Alive. I pray that you continue to bless them, oh God, pressed down, shaken together until running over. I pray that you reward them for their obedience, Lord. And I want to thank you that they humble themselves week after week to come together as a unit to praise, glorify, and magnify your holy and righteous name. Mm-hmm. So, Lord, I just say it all in Jesus' holy and righteous name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
We just thank God for what we heard on tonight. Thank you, Jesus. So we pray that we have had a wonderful service on tonight. We have praised God. I'm still praising God. Hallelujah. Yeah. But we pray that you continue to bless God. Hallelujah. And I pray that you will continue to follow us all here on the Spirit Alive Network. On tomorrow, you can tune in at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where you can hear the summit with Minister Adam Tuggle. On Sunday mornings, hallelujah, at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, please join us for the Spirit Alive praise and worship experience. And this Sunday, our anointed speaker will be none other than Pastor Vanessa Carver. Then on Monday, come out and join us for prayer meeting. Hallelujah. Because we know that prayer changes things. And when the going gets tough, the people of God start praying. Hallelujah. And then you can hear Lester Carver on Tuesday evenings at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time for his Tuesday night teachings. For more information about us and our programs and the times that we're on, you can follow us at Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, hallelujah, and the dates and times are in each of the programs' descriptions. So on behalf of myself, Lester Carver, Eric Ware, Pastor Darcell Ware, Minister Adam Tuggle, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, we all want to bid you a good evening. We pray that you continue to acknowledge Christ in all that you do, and from our household to yours. It is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night, and God bless you from all of us here at Standing in Valor and the Spirit Alive Network. Wonderful job, Bishop. You did phenomenal. Thank you, everyone. You did a wonderful job. God bless you.
Bless y'all, too.
All right. Good night.
Good night. Good night.